Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Ronald Koeman confirmed as the new Everton manager. Certain figures being banded around on what he'd be on per year. £6 to £8 million. I'm sure it matters more to him than anyone else. Let's catch up with Graham Sharp on this news. Morning to you, Sharpie.
Good morning, Steve.
Just speaking with Pat Nevin then, and he made a really good comment, and he said, when a manager's hot, and they're not always hot, you have to pounce on them. Mm-hmm. Because let's face it, managers have their times when everyone wants them, and other times, you know, maybe things aren't quite as good. Koeman's had times in his managerial career with Benfica and Valencia where things haven't always gone well, but the last couple of years, he's hot.
Well, yes, Steve, and the fact that he's done a really good job at Southampton, listen, he hasn't won any trophies, but he's got them into to Europe, so you've got to take your hat off to him there. But I think it's a bigger picture you've got to look at. I think you look at his reputation, not only as a manager, but as a player. You know, if I've got somebody coming into the football club who's played at the top level and won trophies at the top level, club level at Barcelona, you know, obviously the Netherlands in the European Championship in big, big games, me as a player, I'm now really looking forward to working with this guy. Listen, it's a chance. Every appointment is a chance, whether it's the signing of a manager or the signing of a player. But I think Everton showed their intent from day one and said, right, this is the man we want, and we're going to push everything out there and hopefully try to entice him to the club. And we've done that. So hopefully it's a brighter future ahead.
And getting your number one choice is brilliant, really. You know, if you're Bill Kenwright, if you're Farhad Moshiri, you take the decision to move on Roberto Martinez. You clearly have something in your mind. To end up with your number one choice, it must be so satisfying.
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, when Farhad Moshiri's come in, you know, he's obviously had a look at things. Obviously, the results weren't good enough last year. Roberto, a fantastic man, lovely man. But, you know, things weren't there. There was a few problems. So they decided to make the cut. And as I said, they put everything out to get... Listen, all the names that are getting banded about, De Boer and Emery and people like that, Simeone at a time as well, but I think deep down, they wanted Ronald Koeman. They saw the job they'd done at Southampton. He went into Southampton at a difficult time, but he's turned them around and, you know, produced some decent players, signed good players as well. That's the thing. You know, I look at the boy Van Dijk that he brought down from Celtic to Southampton. I wasn't sure, having watched him in Scottish football, but he obviously knew him from Dutch football, and he proved to be a really good signing for him. So I'm sure we'll see some new additions to the squad as well. But if I'm John Stones or Ross Barkley, you know, I'm looking at this manager coming in and thinking, wow, you know, Ronald Koeman has played in both positions. He can teach me things. You know, John Stones, people are talking about John Stones maybe leaving the football club. I think this appointment will make the younger players look around and think, maybe I'll just hang on a little bit here and just see what develops.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it? It would be absolutely amazing. That would be the biggest victory straight away if you could keep. I mean, I think we expect Ross to maybe stay, but I don't know about John. Maybe I'm just shooting out there. I don't know anything special about him, but it's widely recognised that maybe he's one of those who's going to move on this summer.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of speculation, as there always is, and Lukaku is another one. But listen, as I said to you, Steve, if you've got a manager coming in, and that's no disrespect to Roberto Martinez or Endales, but if you've got a manager coming in with the pedigree of Ronald Koeman as a player, I'd be looking thinking, wow, he can take my game on to the next level. Now, listen, John Stones is a really exciting young footballer, but he's still got lots to learn. You know, and OK, he's been linked with Manchester City and Guardiola, but I tell you what, you know, Ronald Koeman was an outstanding centre-back, very similar in terms of the way he wanted to play as John Stones. So I'd be thinking, hold on a minute, and remember this as well. You know, that John Stones is under contract, so I'm sure Ronald Koeman will be coming in thinking he ain't going anywhere. And I'm sure we'll have that discussion with the board of directors and Bill Kenwright and Farhad Moshiri to say, listen, this is who I want to keep at the club and this is who I want to let go. So, as I said, it's exciting times ahead. It will be interesting times ahead as well, just to see what he does in terms of players in and out.
I would imagine some of those discussions have already been had in the past 3 weeks while he was absolutely just confirming that everything was right in his mind. You know, what players are staying? Mm. You know, are we getting a new stadium? Am I getting the war chest that I need to actually turn things around? He'd have wanted all those things in black and white.
Yeah, of course he would have. You know, he's gone in there and unfortunately, you know, the players of Pienaar and Leon Osman and Tony Hibbert have been released, which is always sad to see. You know, be great servants for the football club. Darren Gibson getting a new 2-year deal, which surprised a lot of people, but not necessarily me. I think he's a Koeman type player. So these things have all been discussed for me behind the scenes, if you like. And he will have put plans in place to say, this is who I want to keep, this is who I want to sign. And it's interesting times ahead. It'll be interesting to see if he's allowed to go back to Southampton to look at some of their players. Obviously, the goalkeeper is a situation. I think we need to bring a goalkeeper in as quickly as possible. So he will already have wheels in motion in trying to improve the squad.
He'll be cursing the Euros, won't he? I mean, if you look at it, another 3 weeks, and he can't really get down to his proper business, because as a new manager, you want to get your hands on everything straight away, I would have thought.
Well, of course, yeah. I think he's still on holiday, isn't he? So, obviously, he's always have been planned, but I'm sure he was going to watch the Euros anyway. So, he will have the knowledge of the players, you know. It's not just he's come to Everton, he's got to start afresh. He knows the knowledge of the people playing in the Euros, and obviously, with the transfer kitty now, he knows where it is, he knows what he can bring in. So it'll be an interesting summer, but it's a summer that's important to Everton in terms of we need to bolster the squad. So it'll be interesting to see what his first signings are.
I tend to think as well, it's not about how much you're given now, it's how good you are at identifying the players. And you only have to look at Dimitri Payet, look at N'Golo Kante, look at taking a chance on Vardy. It's not necessarily just going and spending 50 million on a player that's going to bring you success.
No. I think with his background, Steve, you know, you talked about Benfica and Valencia. So his knowledge of football and players is very, very good. You know, I talk about Van Dijk from Celtic. You know, he knows him obviously from Holland and everything else. So he's got his scouts out there doing their homework. So he knows he's got a good scouting network. He knows the players that he can bring in. It'll be interesting to see how he plays. You know, I think last few years under Roberto Martinez, I think he'll be more solid, more defensively solid, and build from there. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the pre-season brings and who he brings in and who he tries to adapt to play the Everton way, if you like. You know, Everton fans, you know, were desperate for a change. You know, they've had this change now. And I think if you ask most of them, I think they'll be happy with the appointment of Ronald Koeman.
I haven't looked at the Southampton stats, but I would imagine, considering his position as a dominant centre-half, as you say, someone John Stones could learn off, that will be a key area of the park for him, just in terms of making sure everything is rigidly right.
Oh, Steve, we talked about it last year, and you know the goals that Everton conceded and the manner in which they conceded was crazy. So I think what we'll see is we'll see a more of a solid base to make sure, and that's not to say that John Stones won't be allowed to play, you know, the football, but again, he'll be learning every day in training when's the right time to do it, when's the wrong time to do it. Van Dijk, I keep going back to him as a prime example, you know, took chances at Celtic, very similar to John Stones, took chances, but I think he ironed that out and he had a great season for Southampton last year. So, you know, listen, the manager will have his ideas and the way he plays. It'll be interesting to see how the lads react, you know, whether training is totally different to what they were used to under Martinez. We talk about Klopp across the park and this high-intensity game. You know, is Koeman the same sort? I'm not so sure. So, listen, really looking forward to next season now. Obviously, the transfer market is the most important thing now for Evertonians. So, hopefully, after the arrival of Koeman, we can see that arrival of some new players for the squad.
Thanks, Sharpie. We'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, Steve.
Take care, Sharpie. Yes, and Aldo will be back for a new season of The Legends come the new football season when we head into August. Can't wait for that. Brilliant show last year. Hopefully we can get you company again for the new season, Sharpie and Aldo and myself.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool. This is Radio City Talk.